You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I want you to particularly take note of that verse 29. Jesus said, learn from me. He now said, the basis for which you will learn from me, he said, is because I am meek and lowly in heart. You see, Jesus did not make miracles the basis for which you are to learn from him. He didn't make healings the basis for which you are to learn from him. He didn't say, look at the buildings we have built. Look at the kind of crowd that I have gathered. I am the kind of person you should learn from. I have living proof of what I am doing. I have gathered people in millions. I have chariots everywhere. I can fly anywhere and anywhere. So come, if you want to experience this grace, come and join this commission. That was not what Jesus said. It's quite humbling that Jesus said, learn from me because I am meek and I am lowly at heart. So you see that Jesus made character the basis for which you will learn from him. It means that the basis for which people should learn from us must be character. The basis for which people should learn from me is the fruit of the Spirit. They should learn from me because I am conforming to Christ. It's not because I have buildings, I have crowd to show. It is because my life has the character of Jesus Christ. That is the basis. What we see today seems quite different from Jesus. Many preachers boast about buildings, about crowd, about money. But Jesus said, I am meek and lowly in heart. Did you know that what Jesus said, we should also be able to say it? Have you ever met a preacher that says, I am meek and lowly at heart? Have you seen such a preacher? You may have met preachers boasting that they are the richest preachers. They are the one that have the highest crowd, the best car, the best plane. But have you met a preacher that says, for I am meek and lowly in heart? This is what I want to be like. This is the person I want to follow. The person that is meek and lowly at heart. And I'm asking myself, in fact, my soul was so troubled when I read this scripture that can people follow me or are people listening to me because I am meek and lowly at heart? Do I have this character of Jesus? What am I showing them as a reason to follow me? What is the reason for which I'm saying people should come and learn from me? What is the reason why they should learn of you? Why should your children learn from you? Why should your workers learn from you? Can you tell them that, see, the reason is that I am meek and lowly at heart. I realize that a true teacher is meek and lowly. A true teacher is not assuming, is not proud, is not the one that talks down on people. He is meek and lowly. He has patience to explain and to explain and to explain, to break things down. He wants people to understand. When they abuse him, he does not fight for himself. He does not use the pulpit to defend himself, because a lowly man is a man that possesses power to defend himself, but chooses rather to trust himself to God and allow God to decide his matter. Are you really meek? Are you lowly? Do you even know what it means to be meek and lowly at heart? Are you saying people should come and learn from you because you are meek and lowly? My prayer is that every one of us will become truly meek and lowly in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818-615-7852 to learn more about the burden of the ministry and our programs. Please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.